the internationally recognized Wheat Genetics Resource Center, WGRC, showed off their work at the Rocky Ford Experiment Station in Manhattan, Kansas on May 18th. The WGRC maintains a gene bank of 2,500 wheat and wild wheat species accessions, with about 14,000 wild wheat species strains and 10,000 genetic stocks. This research center is where scientists conduct research on germplasm improvements that have global effects right in our backyard in Manhattan, Kansas. While these relatives are odd to look at in the field, their genetics may hold the keys to improved wheat production at home and abroad. With over 20 collaborators, the WGRC's common goal is to bring together the wheat supply chain to create higher-yielding, value-added wheat varieties and better food products at a lower cost. The incorporation of the traits recognized from wild wheat species and bred into our modern-day wheat could help feed the growing population. While wild wheat relatives may not have the production potential of modern wheat varieties, they do hold value in traits like stem production, disease and pest resistance, and drought tolerance. The collection and storage of wheat and wild wheat seeds is important for the work that WGRC does, but it's not the only objective of this organization. The WGRC uses test plots for teaching and research. The traits found in these wild wheat varieties hold genetic information which could be the key to a natural resistance in the diseases in modern wheat. Some of the traits WGRC is testing for is a resistance to barley yellow dwarf, leaf rust, stripe rust, and stem rust. These diseases affect wheat fields worldwide. One research plot at the Rocky Ford Experiment Station was infected with barley yellow dwarf, which attacks the flag leaf of the wheat plant. The flag leaf produces 75% of a wheat plant's nutrients, making it the main source of food for the wheat plant. When the flag leaf is impacted by disease, yields drop dramatically. The researchers are able to compare current varieties with known resistance and susceptibility to newer crosses that may become the next big thing. WGRC scientists are in the unique position to use both modern bred wheat technology and wild wheat relatives to benefit the program and the farmers it serves. These crosses are 10,000 years in the making, and it's all happening right in your backyard. If you're interested in a hands-on experience with wheat varieties in your area, please visit a K-State Research and Extension Field Day near you. More information, including a full list of dates and locations, can be found at kswheatalliance.org. To learn more about the exciting innovations happening at the Wheat Genetics Resource Center, please visit ksu.edu/WGRC. For Kansas Wheat, this is Jordan Hildebrand.